listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, July 6, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
We also have Michael Kelly behind the scenes producing the show. Welcome, Michael.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. So tonight we have an interesting topic on fear, releasing the fear. We'll get to that in a moment. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. As is customary, I'd like to mention our abbreviated principles of belief. There are 9 of them. The first one is do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And these 9 principles of belief can be reviewed in the entirety at our website, metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we'd like to welcome those of you who are listening to this live program, as well as those who are tuning into the archive after the fact. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about releasing the fear, basically releasing fear, your fears. And there are several categories that I'm going to include in the discussion tonight. I'm going to talk about the economy, politics, religion, ghosts, spirits, aliens, self-concept. And so that's kind of the areas I'm going to touch on. Before we begin, Dr. Hunter has pulled a card from our Inner Oracle card deck that is fitting with the discussion, so I'll let her comment on that.
Well, I think most fitting is the law of control, which is 5 in our life leadership paragon, because a lot of fears come from the feeling like you're not in control. So, yep. But here's what it says. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you're entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. And I think inevitably the undercurrent of this is when we feel like we don't have control, we become fearful. And, are things we don't understand. And, of course, a lot of times people don't even understand diversity. So when you don't understand something, you want to control your own life. And, of course, we could go on and on about everything from secondary gains to, balance and order. It goes on and on how everything weaves together. But I think the lack of control, period, equals fear.
Yes, and obviously controlling fear is part of the law of control. You control yourself. In fact, there's an adage, don't know exactly who said it first, but basically do what you fear most and you control fear. So that's a good lead-in to this topic. So let's talk about fear. Fear is one of the greatest disabling beliefs there is, if not among the greatest. I mean, it's just right up there. You know, seldom do the fears we harbor have anything to do with the greater reality. Now, sometimes they can, but most often they don't. Most of our fears are self-imposed, and let me just keep talking about this, and you'll see what I mean. I've always liked using the word FEAR, F-E-A-R, as an acronym, F-E-A-R, which stands for False Evidence Appearing Real. F-E-A-R, False Evidence Appearing Real. Now, near as I can find out, that was originally coined by Zig Ziglar. F-E-A-R, False Evidence Appearing Real. As long as we believe our fears are real, then they become our reality. Pretty simple there. And herein lies the problem. Our fears are usually nothing more than misguided and illusory beliefs, that is false evidence, that disable us from doing what we know we should do. By holding on to these unreasonable fears, we end up disabling ourselves. One unknown author wrote, remember, the more that you know, the less you fear. And I could add, the less you fear, the more you're motivated. And so here's a key point. Knowledge cancels fear. Remember that. Knowledge cancels fear. On another, I guess on the other side of that coin, fear can also be a great motivator. The instinctive fight or flight human response can come into play. This can move you to action if you fear, for example, poverty, or feel like you're missing out on your dream, or you have some other fears associated with life. This being said, it's not healthy to use or accede to fear-based motivation in any form. This is negatively based motivation. We want positively based motivation. If you get motivated from fear, it's the same thing as focusing on what you don't want to happen. Since we always get what we focus on, the universe will bring into reality into line with our focus. So if we're focused on fear, that's what we're going to get more of. And that's what I've often said. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. And don't focus on unhealthy or negative aspects such as unreasonable fear. We want to build our motivation on what we want to happen, not on what we don't want to happen. So does this mean that we should not fear anything? Well, no. You know, what we're talking about here is general fears that we all harbor and face on a day-to-day basis, at least most of us. Now, there are some legitimate fears out there, folks, and I'm really not addressing those much tonight because what can you do? You know, if you live in a country where you're in fear of your life, well, there's not much I can say about that other than we hope that the human race evolves past the need for tribal warfare. I wish I could snap my fingers and change it. I would in an instant. And, you know, any positive, peaceful, loving entity would do that. And, you know, that includes a God if there was one. So I wish I could do that. So I can't address those because that's beyond our control a lot of times. But let's talk about the 90%+ of the fears that we have that are really not real. In fact, most of our fears are just an illusion. They're not real. They're not based on real. They're based on our real, you know, whatever that is. But if we focus on these fearful things, it takes a lot of emotional resources. It saps our energy, and it takes our thoughts. It monopolizes our thinking ability, our critical thinking ability. We don't have the resources or the bandwidth, if you will, to work on other things, to deal with other things. So let's talk about these categories that I had mentioned earlier on, and just see if we can't do something about it. I'd like to talk about, let's group these two together, economy and politics. I mean, the economy is the economy. Depending on who you ask, it's doing better. Some think it's not. You know, what is it doing? I don't know. It's hard to say. It seems like it's a little down, but who knows? You know, it doesn't matter, though. We keep plugging away. We keep doing our best. and we don't focus on the what ifs. You know, what if the whole thing goes to trash? You know, what if it all comes crumbling down? Well, you can't focus on that. That's a waste of time. That's what ifs. You know, you don't want to do that. Politics. Now, you know, politics has been a big thing in several countries. I mean, the U.S., obviously. It's been a big thing in Britain. And it's been a big thing going on in Australia, too. So there's a lot of people, I think, who are kind of in an emotional upheaval of sorts because they don't know what's going to come down the pike. And that kind of comes back to what Dr. Hunter read on the law of control. You know, we can't control these things. I mean, to the greatest degree. We can vote. And so we need to make sure we're voting for the person who, you know, who can do the best. I mean, that's just voting 101. I know that people think that there may not be any good choices, but that's the way it is every single election. A lot of people think with the Trump things going on and Clinton, Hillary Clinton going on, you know, they either hate them both or hate one of the other. You know, it's no different than any other election year. Everybody slings mud. Everybody draws the stuff. It's creating upheaval in people's lives and fear. And, you know, the world keeps going on. I mean, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, six, same stuff, different election. Okay, so don't allow yourself to get too caught up with this stuff. You know, don't worry that the world's going to end, regardless of who gets elected. It won't. Things will keep on going on. And you may have a lot of naysayers out there say, oh, no, the whole economy could come crashing down. Yeah, right. Okay, could it happen? Well, you know what? Anything's possible. Is it likely to happen? No, it's unlikely. It's not even worth our time fretting over. So don't let politics, the economy, don't let that build that fear in you. Don't buy into it. Don't invest your soul into it because you don't know what's going to happen. We just keep plugging away. We do our best each day. Any comments on these two categories, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I think sometimes it helps to be educated. You know, you said it earlier, but knowledge cancels. You know, I mean, if we understand that, you know, one company owns all the media and they have an investment in what they feed the public, then you're just not going to listen to them anymore. That's yep. Just that simple. And if you want to be further educated, you look at other news sources and you want to vote for somebody, well, you do a little of your own research and you dig a little deeper and live within good conscience what you know to do. And but I think that rather than looking at things for face value, it's to find out where it comes from. It's kind of like if somebody insults you, consider the source. So, yeah. You know, it's because it's, they count on fear. Once we understand that concept is fear is control, then how are we being controlled? And just to never mind about that. So.
You know, and that's a good point. I'm glad you brought those up because the news is related to these two. You know, we can feed ourselves on this news and we can, depending on which news outlet you go to, you're going to hear one side or the other. Don't buy into it too much. You know, weigh things. Use your critical thinking ability to weigh. Don't buy into what the hypesters are saying, who are pro one side or pro the other side. Or, you know, use your mind. You think for yourself. Do your own research. And because knowledge does cancel fear. Learn what the points are and don't allow yourself to be overly adversely affected by the news. So, good points. All right, let's go on to the next one, which is religion, the category of religion. I could spend the rest of the night talking about this. Religion, in a large part, are fear-mongers. They've always been fear-mongers, and they will continue to be fear-mongers as a rule. Why? Because, you know, depending on which flavor of religion you're into, let's talk about Christians. You know, if you're a fundamentalist, extremist Christian, well, you know, Armageddon's coming, or the end of the world's coming, or Jesus coming back and the rapture's going to happen and, you know, the world's going to go to hell. You know, there have been so many end-of-world prophecies over the last 150 or more years, it's not even funny. I lived it. you know, as Jehovah's Witness. There were too many. And I have a policy now. I don't do doomsday prophecies. I don't get into anybody who says anything that, you know, bad's going to happen. Armageddon, the end of the world, the end of the economy, the end of the culture, everything. You know what? I'm not going there. If it happens, it happens. There's nothing I can do about it. But I'm not going to spend my energy and resources worrying about the end of the world. You know, what God's going to do, whether he likes me, doesn't like me, I just don't really care because I'm tired of buying in to all that stuff and spending my precious life worrying about whether I will be accepted by some mythical supernatural being who ought to be doing a lot more for humanity if he existed. So religion is a big, big source of fear. Don't buy into it. Look, there was nobody more indoctrinated into Christianity than I was for 40 years of my life. Nobody. I lived it, breathed it, slept it. I did. I was indoctrinated. I had a couple of cousins who were a lot smarter than me at a very young age, and they left it, and I didn't. And, I mean, I bought in lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker, as they say. Folks, think for yourself. It's not real. All of it originated in the mind of an individual and grew from there. Just because some religion believes all this stuff and backs up with the Bible or some other holy book, do your research. The Bible is nothing more than plagiarism from earlier works. It's not real. And I'm thankful because there's some pretty nasty stuff in the Old Testament that purported, you know, happened by God. So don't buy into the religious hype. Don't let other people determine your belief system. Think for yourself. If they say the world's going to end, fine, let them. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to buy into it. Don't let religion create fear in you because it's not real. I don't know how else to say it. I thought it was real. I could prove that it was real, and I could also prove to you that the sky was green. And then one day I woke up, and I'll be darned if the sky wasn't blue. So you have to do your research. You have to think for yourself and make your own way because nobody else is going to do it for you, nor should they. That would be assuming responsibility for another sentient, sapient being, an adult. All right, you know, Dr. Hunter, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the difficulty with belief systems of this nature is that you want to trust the people who've taught it to you. Sure. There's an allegiance. We are a naturally social, you know, structured kind of species, and we want to believe in these people. And if we somehow get the inkling that what they are saying to us is wrong, it means that we have to what, you know, and then there's that anger stage. There's many stages, by the way, of realization. And part of it is the anger that, why didn't these people tell me there was an alternative? Why did they tell me these lies? Why did they tell me this? And eventually you reach a compassion point, you know, where it's everyone believes what they believe because they're operating within their parameters, so to speak, or consider the times or their environment. It goes on and on. However, when we do start to, and the world is very sophisticated now, we start to get new ideas from places other than our immediate family, other than, you know, your little local newspaper. and now it's this wide internet, and start to feel and think our way through. The thing is to not, I really recommend this, don't cause dissension in a family where people who've taught you things that you now disagree with. If we can agree to disagree and still get along, this is a good thing. That's what we hope to achieve, I think. It's when people say, if you don't believe this, I'm not your friend, or you can't be in my family, then you say, oh, that's an ultimatum. Okay, I got to go. You know, and that hurts. It bites.
It does.
It's not a fun experience by any stretch. And but when people give me any kind of an ultimatum, then I know that the relationship is conditional. And I believe that all experience on earth already has so many conditions. Spiritual love is unconditional, but living in the human experience has its condition. And the condition purely is, I can love you, but I can't let you hit me. I use that example all the time. That's a condition to being in a loving place, and we decide how love is going to act. And in that's a responsibility. But when somebody tells me what I should do, how I should think, what they believe is the truth, and if I don't go with that picture, then we're not friends, I say, well, I guess we weren't friends in the first place. See?
Yeah.
And that's me having now to suck it up and see a truth of something as opposed to what I prefer to believe. And the preference of belief is what really gets us into a lot of trouble.
And I'll tell you a secret to those who may want it. If you want to eliminate an incredibly huge amount of stress in your life, release the need for religion and God. Stop trying to please some supernatural person in the sky who ought to be doing the things that we think anyway. Stop lobbing a supernatural being in the sky to do something you ought to be doing anyway. You want to release a lot of stress? Start living for you and doing no harm and doing right. In other words, we're not talking about narcissism here ever. We're not talking about the ego thing ever. We're talking about standing on your own 2 feet, being complete within yourself, and not, quote, needing, unquote, someone or something else in your life to complete you. You have everything you need within to do whatever you want. So live your life. Walk your path. Learn your lessons. Help those that you can. Do no harm and do right. All right, let's go to the next category is ghosts and spirits. And this is one that
my favorite.
Yeah, this is one that's come up over the years a number of times. There's a lot of ghost hunters out there, and when I say ghost hunters, I'm referring to amateurs who really don't educate themselves much. Lots of superstitions out there. I can't tell you how many ghost hunter websites will say, we don't use Ouija boards. Oh, well, great. You know, as if Ouija boards are some kind of, you know, demonic thing. First of all, demons are a religious construct. They don't exist. They were invented hundreds of years ago in an effort to control people and to maybe explain things. They're not real either. Look, I've been doing paranormal investigations for nearly 10 years, and I have never, ever seen once a credible incident that involved any kind of demonic being or real negative entities. Look, people can be good and bad, and spirits are the same. In fact, I teach people, my students, to view ghosts and spirits the same as you would anybody else. Some are nice and some are not so nice. But the big thing about ghosts and spirits, they cannot harm you. Okay, they cannot harm you. The best they can do is startle you, and that's a rarity. You know, anybody can startle you. Somebody jumps out from around a corner and they boo, you know, you get startled. You're not afraid of them, but you're startled. That's a different thing. So be careful of the superstitions. I have talked to a number of people on the phone who contacted me for help. One lady several years ago had a friend. Her friend turned against her and started throwing spells and hexes and all this. And this lady was genuinely worried that she was going to be adversely affected. And after, of course, a 30 or 45-minute discussion with the Doug, she thought a whole lot different. Spirits cannot harm you. And you'll say, well, people say they're scratch. Well, my cat scratches me. So what? They cannot hurt you. They cannot harm you. So it's knowledge cancels fear. There are no, you know, malevolent negative energies that can do anything to you. They may exist. I don't know. They might. But they can't affect humans. If they could, oh man, we'd see possessions all over the place. And that's a whole nother matter, you know? That's why I've said for years, when you're self-possessed, you cannot become possessed by anyone or anything else. And most people are possessed. They're possessed by other human beings, not spirits. So, you know, I recently got an email from a gentleman, and he sounded like a very nice gentleman. And he said that he had been, you know, being attacked by a negative entity that was encouraging him to end his life. And, of course, I wrote him a long email and encouraged him to get some, you know, seek some help in his area because I believe he was in another country, and there was not much I could do. And I encouraged him to seek, you know, some counseling, some therapy. He didn't, you know, there's so much of this, folks, so much of these superstitions are based on disabling beliefs and unhealthy psychology. Some folks do have some mental issues they need help with that causes them to believe this stuff. Other people are just overcome by superstition, and there are different cultures around the world who have a propensity to believe in some of these superstitious stuff. But it's not real. You've got to do your research. You've got to increase your knowledge. Ghosts and spirits, nothing to be afraid of. And I'll tell you, for years, at various times, I have invited anyone and everyone, ghost person, spirit person, I mean everyone from Satan to angels to whoever, to come and pay me a visit. Let's talk. I can't get them to show up. I mean, I have outright invited them. Of course, you know, in Christian circles, oh, you don't want to do that. You know, you'll open a channel to the demons and they'll come and all harass you. No, they won't. I lived in that fear for decades. It's not real. Just like the Ouija board. I can't even get the thing to work. It's just, and you know, I've had people who, oh, I won't use a Ouija board, but they don't think twice about using an upside down glass on a table. You know, it's the same thing. So you have to allow your reason, your reasonableness to prevail. There's nothing to be afraid of with ghosts and spirits. And if you feel like one of them is trying to get you to off yourself or something like that, that is a sure sign that you need to talk to somebody. Because they, even if they're telling you that, what's the difference in another human being telling you that? You're going to listen to them? Well, we're going to get to that part in self-concept in a few minutes, but the thing right here is that ghosts and spirits cannot harm you, and I'll give you the secret of overcoming all of these types of fears in just a few minutes. Dr. Hunter, anything you want to say on ghosts and spirits?
Well, actually, Zach made a comment in the chat room just now, and it's got a good point. Demonic possession is real. Fear, anger, rage, jealousy, revenge can possess us and make us do crazy things.
Good point.
And, you know, it's very well said, Zach, so I just wanted to throw that in there.
And yet a lot of people think that that's a result of demonic possession, but it's not. It's just lack of awareness, lower level awareness. So many people need to raise their level of awareness, raise their vibrational level. And when we learn about things, we educate ourselves, that raises our level of awareness. All right, so let's touch on aliens, alien abductions. Look, I'm on the fence on alien abductions. I've investigated them. I've done hypnosis sessions with people. You know, I'm not going to go into a long thing. The people who experience them obviously believe it. There are many people who believe it. There are different sides of the whole alien experience thing, where some think it's a very positive, uplifting thing, and others think that they're out to, you know, probe us and basically doing genetic research and, you know, intermixing and interbreeding and on and on, you know. And obviously something's going on, and I'm not going to get too deeply into that, but I do believe I have the cure for that too, and that's coming up. And I'll tell you what the cure is, but I'm going to talk more about it in a minute. The cure to most of this is to take your power back. It's the panacea for about anything that ails you. So I'll get to that in a moment. The last category, and Dr. Hunter, I don't want to skip over if you had any comments on aliens to say.
No, it's too big.
Okay, good.
Good.
All right, so let's get to the last category, which is self-concept. Now, this one is probably by far the most dominant of the things that people fear. I these poor people, bless their hearts, and we're all one of them at one point or another. You know, we worry that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we're not educated enough. We worry how other people perceive us. We worry whether they'll like us, accept us, and so forth. Of course, we call that them esteem. We only feel good about ourselves when we are doing what other people think we should be doing. That's opposed to self-esteem, which is internal validation and expectations. And so many people have such a poor self-concept, and they carry with this with them throughout their life until they finally educate themselves and learn that they are perfect just the way they are, that they have every bit as much right to all of the good things in life as anyone else, no more, no less. And then a magical thing happens. They take their power back. They realize, wow, I am worthy. I am worth something. I'm worth as much as anyone else, no more, no less. And their whole countenance changes. Their whole spirit changes. Everything about them changes for the better. Because taking your power back is a spiritual epiphany. It is something that we do when things just click. And that all comes from educating ourselves and changing our beliefs about us. And so if you're a person who has fought this, well, maybe I'm not good enough. I don't know if I could do public speaking. They might laugh at me. They might think I'm an idiot. So what? Let them think that. What you think of me is none of my business. You get up there and you do your best. You make it happen. You take your power back. You protect your boundaries. When you take your power back, things change for the positive. For example, you're in a toxic relationship, maybe, and you've been abused. You know, you've taken a lot of crap. And one day, no more. Something clicks inside you. I'm not doing this anymore. This is not worth it. You know, when the pain of change becomes less than the pain of remaining the same, we will change. And so we change. We take our power back and we say no more. And we stand up for ourselves. And we don't let people encroach our boundaries. Now, this is in human relationships. I've seen the same thing happen with ghosts and spirits and alien abductions. I had one case where I was doing some hypnosis on a regression on an abductee, alleged abductee, and he'd been going through this for some years, and we worked on it. He took his power back, and it stopped. Now, was it real? I don't know, but that's not so much the point. It was real to him, and the phenomena that he was experiencing was real to him. Whether it was real in reality, I don't know, but it stopped for him. And the same I've seen for people on ghost investigations too. There might be somebody there, you know, a spirit, and they might be trying to get their attention. That's usually the case. I need you to help me with something, and you know, things are happening. Well, you treat them like people. What would you say if some human being walked into your front room one evening and, you know, right in the middle of the front room and maybe started moving things here and there? What would you do? Well, first of all, who are you? What are you doing here? You call the police because it's an egregious boundary violation. Well, it's no different than spirits. They don't have a right to come into your domain without an invitation. That's just boundaries. So you firmly say, no more. I don't need to hear you talking to me. Some people are clairaudient. They can hear stuff. You know, I don't need you moving stuff around. Not your stuff. Not your domain. It might have been at one point in the past, but right now, right here, this is my domain. I did not invite you. I cannot help you. Leave. Please go find somebody else who can help you because I can't. So I wasn't angry. I didn't yell at him, but I was very firm and I protected my boundaries. This stuff, taking your power back specifically, works. It works in all kinds of situations. Dr. Hunter, any comments?
You know, there's so many different ways to see this. I think that it all goes back to what do you want in your life. You know, I mean, but you know, barring the unforeseen mental problems that some people can have, and I might even admit to myself at certain times in my life, going through emotional things. But, you know, it really is kind of a decision about how do I want to be today? And these are things I like about myself. These are things I don't like about myself. And all the things I don't like are basically changeable except the fact that I'm dyslexic. So, you know, we really do have an awful lot of power, to decide how we want to view things. And when we're confused, it's really a good idea to start doing some research, talk to some people. But hopefully those are people who have a brain cell. So, you know, people who are open-minded and don't have biased opinions, like, don't go to your priest about this. Please, everybody. That's not a good place to go. No. So,
but a qualified spiritual counselor would be.
Yes, it would be. So it's, you know, just on the point about spirituality and connecting with the other worlds, I think that we're all living this simultaneously anyway. What we connect with, the problem is that people fear it. We're right back to the fear thing. And they do believe that spirits have some kind of power because they're not in a body. And you can't control those, you know, that dimension of space-time. But if you control yourself and know how you're responding, know who you are, then there's no fear of demonic possession or, you know, things, they're doing things to you. So it's really, I mean, it's like you've invited them in, I invite them in for tea, and they don't come. So it's like, but I'm surrounded by these energies all the time, and I actually take comfort from them, and it's like meeting new people.
Except, but see, that's your invitation, is it not? I mean, that's not a boundary violation on you, because that's what you want.
No, right? When things disappear, I just hope to bring it back.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of, this just opens all kinds of discussion. I think that what we're dealing with here is when we fear something that we don't understand, we want more control over what we fear, but we've lost control of ourselves. Yeah. And that's a really key thing. The minute you start giving that fear attention and trying to control the thing that you're fearful of, you've lost it. You have to get right back in your own body, get back in yourself and say, who am I? What am I? And you be a better responder, a better manager, a better director, and make better choices. So you get, just be who you are. I know that just sounds like, you know,
I love that expression. You go ahead and then I'll say what it is.
Well, it's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that when it comes to spirits, they're outside ourselves. When it comes to people, they're outside ourselves. I'm the only one who's in here. I decide. Number one, I decide. You know, there's all kinds of crap that happens in life, and we can be victimized by all kinds of situations. This is a very real fact of life, but I'm not going to live in that way and be fearful. The more I know who I am, the less victimized I become by people and spirits. There will always be people who are going to try. But as long as I know who I am and I keep my sanity, for one thing, you know, and I stay in my body and view those things from the inside out, then they're always out there and I know who I am and I'm in control of me. That's all I have.
Good. I like that expression, you know, they're not in their body, that you've used many times. They're not in their body. And when I see folks who will believe in just about anything, and it's a lot of it's way out there, it's not defensible, it's not reasonable, they're not in their body. They're searching. They don't know what to believe in. And so they'll just kind of take on what somebody else in the metaphysical community will believe. And they don't really think for themselves. And so be in your body. Know who you are and why you are who you are. Determine who you are and who you will be. Take control of you. Take your power back. And remember that these spirits, these ghosts, they can't harm you, but people can. You know, so I'm more afraid of people than I am spirits any day. You know, I mean, come on. So we've talked about a number of these things. And before I sum some of this stuff up, if anyone would like a card pulled, please put your name in the chat room right now. And we'll do that in just a second. But tonight we've covered the economy and politics, religion, ghost spirits, aliens, and self-concept. If you are feeling fear, cancel that fear with knowledge. Learn about it. Take your power back. Stand up on your own two feet. Understand that you are as worthy as anyone else, no more, no less. What you have to say matters. What you think matters. you should be walking your own path and not letting other people determine which path you'll walk, because if you're walking somebody else's path, well, that's somebody else's path, and that's them esteem. So you have self-esteem. Figure out what your internal expectations are and validate yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Hey, I accomplished what I set out to do. And I walk to the beat of my own drum, so to speak. I walk my own path. I will listen to other people. I'll contemplate it. But you know what? I ultimately choose which path I walk. And I'm not going to let somebody else with a whole different belief system infuse fear into me, because it's just not going to happen. That's their world. It's not my world. So I hope this has helped to take back your power and to not allow these different things that are going on in the world today, even terrorism. You know, can it happen? Yes. But you know what? A lot more people die in car accidents every year than from the hands of terrorists. So put things in perspective. It's that's a big part of it, too.
I'd like to share a fun thing that Fran said.
Yeah,
in the chat room, just a point about religion. She has a friend who calls religions spooknology.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of that one. So, Fran, I just had to share it, you know, on the chat. All right, we do have some people who would like a card, and I believe Tabitha is number one here. So I'm going to pull Insight and Wisdom is for you, Tabitha. Number 21, it's in the spirituality suit. Wisdom is a successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions. So that's going way deep inside and underneath and, you know, feeling your way around. It's insight and wisdom. So you have it. It's just, you know, it's under there and wants to be learned.
All right. Fran is next, and Michael's going to pull a card for Fran.
All right.
All right, Fran. I pulled number 26 in the spirituality suite, energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others, you can only change yourself and your own energy signature. I think that is
all right. Go ahead, Bud, and I'll comment.
Oh, I was just going to say that I think that ties into everything that you guys have been, well, most of everything that you guys have been talking about tonight, given that you know, take your power back, take your energy back, and the fact that you can only change certain things.
You know, I've used this energy signatures, and I could have easily incorporated that in our discussion tonight, too, especially when it comes to the ghosts and spirits and aliens even. But let's talk about for a minute ghosts and spirits. And, you know, I've often used this analogy with people I've talked to and tried to help with paranormal stuff. You know, it's our energy signatures. That's a vibe that we put out. And when we meet somebody, we pick up on that vibe, that their energy signature. Who they are, we can pick up on that. That's not supernatural. That's just who we are as human beings. We pick up a vibe. Well, if you think about the kid, the schoolboy on the schoolyard, you know, the victim and the bully, right? The bully comes up to the kid, the smaller kid or the victim, and he starts bullying him, and the victim kid, he says, no, don't hit me. I will hurt you. I will do this. And what does the bully think? Yeah, right, man. And, you know, he might get punched or something, you know, the victim. So he's not going to take the kid seriously. But if the kid looks at him square in the eye and says, you take one more step toward me, and that will be your last step. And then he shuts up and just stares at him. Well, the bully is going to think twice, and I'll tell you why. Bullies are cowards, and they have this psychic ability almost to look at people and pick up on the easiest targets. And so if they see a kid or another person who has a high ROI, return on investment, well, they'll bully that person. But if they look at somebody and just pick up on that energy signature, and that energy signature screams, "You don't mess with me," well, they're not going to pick on that person. They're going to avoid them. They're going to move on to the next target, somebody they can get away with it with. That was kind of redundant. But anyway, you get the point. So spirits can be the same way. There's some that are not that nice, and they might try. So if you say, "Oh, no, spirit, don't do this. I want you out of here." Well, just, yeah, right. You know, I can just keep pestering you and get away with it. But if you do it firmly, like I said earlier, look, I don't know who you are. I can't help you. You're in my house. You're not welcome. Out. Don't come back. Go find somebody else who can help you. Now, this is non-negotiable. We're done here. You see, now you're exhibiting this energy signature, this one of strength and determination and conviction and passion. They're going to move on. And so, bear energy signatures in mind. How do you change your energy signature? It all has to do with your self-concept, your self-belief. It will change by education. Been talking about that. Education, evolution. All right. Next card for Dr. Angie. Who'd like to pull it? Michael, why don't you pull it, if you don't mind?
Absolutely. All right. I pulled the number 34 in the Service to Self and Others suite. Take, release, ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest. That is a fantastic card. Kind of also, again, fits in with what we've been talking about, but in terms of taking your power back and owning what you do and understanding that you can't control everything, that you can't control others. And, you know, a big part of fear is being afraid of things we can't control. But if we release ownership of those things, you know, we release the fear.
Yeah, and take ownership of who we are. I've been talking about that all evening. So those are great points. So, all right. So any other points or comments by anyone before we start wrapping it up here?
Well, actually, I was just going to make one more point to the energy signature. And one thing, you know, a lot of what we talk about with energy signatures, it starts from within. It starts from, you know, who we are and how we think. But, you know, it can go the other way, too. If we stand up tall, if we square our shoulders, if we start looking people in the eye, that physical change will, it's been actually scientifically proven that it will increase the chemicals that, you know, are responsible for confidence and different things like that, where if we slouch, if we slump, if we, you know, keep our heads down, it actually even releases other chemicals on our brains that add to our stress. And so there's very much of a duality in terms of the physical and spiritual.
Yep, good points. Any final comments, Dr. Hunter?
You know, fear is a huge topic, and we deal with fears every day, even really in insignificant ones, things that we're not even aware that we have fears of. And it's really a journey of self-discovery and stuff outside yourself and all that stuff over there. If, you know, there are a lot of things we can't do anything about what's going on. However, if there is a cause that you believe in, and even it's something that you're fearful of, take it head on. Maybe you want to get involved in a group. Maybe you want to do something more proactive. So take the negative and make it a positive. But choose carefully. Know where you're investing your time and your energy, and make it value for value that gives you a good sense of accomplishment and achievement.
Great point. So, folks, hopefully tonight's information has been of value to you. Hopefully it's got you thinking. If nothing else, that's what I want to do. And I hope it will help you to even more regain your power, take your power back, stand up on your own 2 feet, lift your head high, because it's okay. You can do that. Pat yourself on the back. There's nothing wrong with that. So stand tall, lift your heads high, keep evolving, keep doing right, doing no harm, and life will be so much better. So until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.